I'm looking for a little bit of iron test, but remark.
Okay. You ready? Oh, you guys never got this. You didn't get one? What is it? The remark beer, Shemar Shalim Beloshin Rami. The remark. The remark. Explains that which we say Beloshin Rami. It's because we know from Chazal that a Malach can't understand the Ramas. Aval Makachigim, but Samach Mem, who are Yitzoro, who are Malach Mavis, may even Loshin a Ramas. But the Yitzoro does understand the Ramas. Like the Gemara says, the Yitzoro and Malach Mavis is the same guy. A Rami Oivid Ovi. Wow. That's what Mark says. What? Rami Oivid Ovi is a remez to the fact that the one who's trying to destroy us knows a Ramas. That's what Mark says. Okay, wow. It's not the Pashup Shat in the Pasuk. Rami Avir Avi means Lovin came from Aram, and he tried to destroy us. But I guess the Max saying that that's the remez in the Pasuk. So yeah, we came into kind of the same who bechinas avoides Yom Kippurim. Yitzterich liten sir la zozel l'samach men bechinas asir la zozel Yom Kippurim. The Fnei Avricha Saseder. So the Mark says, you know the Mark was the Moshe Kodavero, the Rosh HaMikubolim. So he says here, what's his Sefer again? What's his?
Tamar.
Tamar Devar. Yeah, it's unbelievable. So he says here that just like on Yom Kippur, you send the Seol HaZalzel, which is so to speak, like, throwing the Malach Mavis a bone, so leave us alone. That's what the Seol HaZazel is, so to speak. So he says, so too Leil HaSeder is on some level like the Avoid of Yom Kippurim, which we spoke about, no?
Yeah, we did before.
Yeah, we spoke about that in him. And Mimele, before we start the Seder, so we throw a bone to the Yitzhara, we're talking to Ramas. That's what he says. That's his special thing that he understands and none of the other malachim understand. So that's why we bribe him. Talking to Ramas, okay? So, okay, now it's, that's his shreichat. And Yom Kippur, it's a seer lazazel. And Seder, it's talking to Ramas. Okay? V'yeh shleim v'derech acher. We'll explain this in a different way. Shulhoiris lanu, that it's come to teach us goydel kedushas leil haseder. The great level of the kedusha of this night. Habala God the Dorash Anibal Malach Anibal Sarif Anibal Shliach Anihubal Yacher. Right, Habala God everybody knows the Strasha Ani Yoitzim Sech Mitzrayim, whatever the Lashon of the Pasuk is Anibal Malach Anibal Sarif. Yeah, Uchvar Hikshav Vishayinim, and the Vishayin already asked the Kasha the Loik Siv. The Pasuk says Vishlach Malach Yoitzim Mitzrayim. He sent the Malach of the Gedal Mitzrayim. It's a Feirish Pasuk. So what's going on? In Sfas Emes, Bir Dvar Mechudoshim B'Yoyse. Sfas Emes explains, to answer this kasha, he says a big chiddush. Shagarish Baruch Hu Manigas Oilem Adi Malachim. Hashem runs the world with Malachim. That's a system Hashem set up. Shagarish Baruch Mesharsov Oise Ratzah. You know, those are his servants that do his Ratzin. And the Ribbono Shel Olam runs the world through them. V'chein HaYagam Yitzis HaTzayim Shanaas Adi Malachim. Zog the Sfas Emes, like the Pasuk says, that's what happened by Tzitzis Mitzrayim too. It was brought about through Malach. Ela peirish b'anibal malach. But that which the Malach God says, anibal malach, who shayishua ba mikoyach at filos shal b'nei Yisrael. That the Yeshua came about because Klal Yisrael cried out to Hashem. U'b'derech Klal, in general, say the halos at filos to Kadosh Baruch Hu, The normal way for tefillahs to be brought up to Hashem, that tefillahs oylem derech hay yecholus v'malachim v'asrofim achinasa tor lechay olamin. The tefillahs are brought up through the malachim until they become a crown to Hashem. Tahainu meaning shemalachim loikem at tefillahs. The malachim take the tefillahs. And they check them to see if they're roi, if they're deservant. And then it goes through all the different channels. You know, like we learned about Nefesh HaChaim, that Hashem sent up one channel after another, after another, after another. And if you're Zoycha, it makes it up, it becomes the Torah, the Ribono Shel Olam crowns himself with the tefillahs of Bnei Yisrael. But has to go through this whole marechet of the malachim. Ulefi is there, so if that's the normal process, yesh lahakshay is eichne galu bnei Yisrael b'mitzrayim adei tefilo. How could bnei Yisrael have been redeemed from Mitzrayim adei tefilo? Kedichsev atal shav asamir al kim min avoido. The cries came out to Hashem from the work. V'la'am Yisrael b'mitzrayim hayo arim ve'eriyah bin ha-mitzvahs. Right? But like Zaldarsh and the Pasuk, v'at arim ve'eriyah, they had no mitzvahs. Right, they didn't. So there were no. Who was gonna? What malach was gonna be made toy for them? Oh, so that's what I want to get to. That's what I want to get to. Oh, so in the normal process, they didn't have zechusim with which to be zeicha through this marechet to get the tefillos up to Hashem. So how did it work? On that, the Balgada comes along and says, "Umishem halchik seven evil malach." So somebody's saying a tremendous chiddush. He's saying that nivul malach of the Haggadah, we usually think it's going on, you know, makas becharis, that Hashem did himself, didn't send any shlichim. He says, no, that's not what it means, because the pasuk says that that's not true. It's going on, that which the tefillah has made it up to Shemaim, that's a nivul malach. Whoa. Without any in between. Directly. Min avoida to the Elohim. No stops in between. That's as far as says chiddush. In order to answer up this tefillah? Kasha. Huh?
Batal Shavasam, was it tefillah?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. Yeah. Shava. It was Shava. No, but it was that this we learned in Sharma Tefillah. That sometimes you have an automatic cry, but then you could direct it, you can mechavin it. So that's part of what they were doing. We had the Shabbat, that was one of the program there. But anyway, that's the first emesis. Okay, Vada, we know that there's. Yeah. Uksiv, it says, V'ger lo yisoyin av alosach atanu, ki gerim yisam b'eretz Mitzrayim. Don't oppress the ger, because you were given in Mitzrayim. Kol aman av yisoyin lo sanun, don't give trouble to the aman and the yosoyim. Because if you make him problems, he's going to cry out to me, and I'm going to listen to him, and then you're going to be in trouble. That's the psukim. But Ramban, he says, in Mitzrayim, Hashem didn't have a chmanas on Klai Yisrael because of their zchus. Kedichsev, batal Hashem asem olukim and avoida. Kloy my loy bezchusom, ela shirichi balei bel avoida. Have a chmanas on them from their status, from their matzav, but not because they had a zechus for it. So too, the Ramban says that's why the pasuk is comparing Gerim Yisam Bemetz Mitzrayim and the Yosam and the Amana, because the Yosam and Amana are just like Klal Yisrael was in Mitzrayim. That even if this Yosam and this Amana don't deserve to be listened to, Eshma Sakazos, I'll still listen because of their matzav. I'll listen to them. That's what Ramban says, the pshat over here. Richem alem min avoyde. Ukedichsev la'alon gabi echzoris mashkin, v'shamati ki chanun oni, av vishen ukedai v'roi v'hogin akol ze ashmas tzakosay. Yeah, same thing over there. Chum ha-shoshom tzakosayinu b'mitzrayim v'galos onu, av apish lo ayinu kedai. Right, that Hashem will listen to the Yosef and the Amal, just like he listened to us, even though we didn't deserve it. V'zeo v'tal shavasom, lo yadei emtsa'i, alei gershbocha ba'atzmoy mikoyuch shulchanu. That's it. It went straight up to Hashem. There's no, that is the Ramban saying. It wasn't a, that's a, he's putting the Ramban together with what this Vasemis is saying. That it wasn't the regular normal Marechet, the Malachim, to see if you're Zeicha, if you're not Zeicha. It was straight min avoid up to Shemayim Zeu, just like the Yosef and Amano, like it says over there. That's what happened over here. The pace of Leil Tefillah. This is the night of davening. Zeu Leila Shemshar Lavid Demois Ulevakech Rachem and Makol Inin Shu. A person can ask for Rachmanis on anything. Whoever is needing should come and eat the Korban Pesach. Da'ainu, should come bash Yehudi Tzarich, anything you need. Anything you're lacking and anything you need to ask Hashem for. Yesiv Yivsach, Shivtach is a Pev Yivakesh. Yivsach is an Eloshin of Pesach. Pesach is Pesach, the mouth speaks. Open up your mouth and ask. Since this is the Laila of Yetzias Mitzrayim, so the Pshat is that it's the Laila, that it has the inyan of Hashem's going to listen no matter what. The inyan of Pesach. That even other times of the year you might not be zoicha to, on this night you can be. It could be niskabel because on this night it goes straight up. Right, we're going through again, like we said, we're going through the whole Yetzias Mitzrayim again. So therefore, if we're going through the whole process, so we're also going through v'tal shavasam b'lukim and avoida. Behind the canal, which is like we said, which is like the Ramban says, Hashem will listen. And even the Malach, like this Vasem says, unbelievable. So we have this koyach on this night. But the koyach can only be brought out if it's a real tzokam ipinimis aleid, tzokam ikrav aleid. You have to really mean it. You have to really. It has to really come from within you. Now, based on all that, now we understand again another reason why we say in Aramis. But if time, and we also say it at the beginning before the whole Sipur. Why? Because Malachim don't speak Aramis. But Toyman, Malachim in Mavin Tfilazu, Shimbalash Aramis. So we think the Malachim don't understand this that we're saying. So from that we think about it, we understand the Goy de Kedushas Leil HaSeder. It's to remind us that it doesn't go through the Malachim on this night. Directly, and even the Malach. It's to remind us that this night we have this special koyach. That's why Dafka, we open up the whole process of Yetzias Mitzrayim talking B'loshon Aramis. That's unbelievable. And that's goof in the words he's saying. Kol, the Rem is in the words, Kol Ditzrich Yesiv Yitzav. Yivsach literally means if he needs to eat, come let him share my Korban Pesach. But the Rem is in those words, it's Kol Ditzrich, whatever you need, Yesiv Yivsach, open up your mouth. This is the time to do it. So we don't have to say it in Aramis, because why is it the time to do it? Because we're not going to the Malachim at this time. We're plugging into this Koyach of a Tal Shavasam Min Avayda directly. Memela, that's why we say it like this.
I thought the Pashup Shah that Aramis